I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. Louisiana floodwaters have receded, leaving residents to face the destruction left behind. Mark Lewis with EFCA says they're sending out teams to help with immediate needs, and with an expected recovery timeline of 3 to 4 years, they want to be there for the long term. Lewis says 40,000 families have been affected. While residents are just thankful to be alive, he says most are at a loss for how and where to begin.
Pray for these families that have been affected, and you know they're just in that state of being overwhelmed, that they would experience a sense of peace from the Lord and just a sense of assurance that amidst this sense of overwhelmness, God is bigger.
In times like these, people are open to the gospel. If you'd like to help, visit missionnews.org. And in addition to their work at the transition home in Russia this summer, SOAR International partnered with the local church in Moscow to teach children English and introduce them to Jesus. Joanna Mangione says devotion and prayer time led to serious discussion about God and the trials facing Russian believers.
It's a scary thing for them to admit to being Christian in their world. So even with some of the kids who are moving towards wanting to accept, it's kind of a scary step for them.
Despite the risks, the gospel has reached many years.
There are a lot of seeds being planted, and it's been fun over the course of the last 2-3 years to get to watch some of these kids growing in their faith or growing in their curiosity or the seed being watered.
Will you pray for these kids as they go back to school? Mission Network News is a service of One Way Ministries. Want stories that help you pray for the world more effectively? Get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. Our updates feature stories on current events, plus the gospel connections, action points, links, and more at missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.